Woo Wednesday. Had to play that coming out of
break. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, of course it's a real thing.
That's not a real thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Nobody likes
fact,
the woo.
Oh, everybody loves the
it's
woo.
It's not true.
They had a, you know, they've got this Wednesday wisdom thing every week that trends on Twitter. Nature Boy took advantage and he tweeted out, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Oh, wow. What a great piece of advice from a pretend athlete.
He's not pretend. He's a 16-time world heavyweight champ.
Doesn't that mean he lost it 15 times?
That means he gained it 16 times. A man who knows a thing or two about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing son of a gun himself, Mr. Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians. Joel, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm fine, except I feel like I'm walking into a hornet's nest here.
It's all right. We made up.
Yeah, we made up. We high-fived there after our disagreement. We're good to go. We tried to come to an agreement on a breakfast brat, which I thought he'd be all over, but he decided to stomp on it and squish it right away.
I'm not a gravy on breakfast guy, Joel. It just doesn't work for me.
You big breakfast and gravy guy, Joel?
I could have a breakfast brat, sure. Why not?
See, nothing wrong with a breakfast brat. It's all good stuff. Well, last week we spoke to you prior to Game 5, and it's hard to believe we're now a week removed from that game against the Yankees. In the front office, you know, sometimes you get to the end of the season and you're kind of relieved that you get back to some degree of normalcy. This is obviously way, way different because there were such high hopes going into the playoffs. Is it still kind of sticking with you guys, what you witnessed last week?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff and Terry said it best last week. I mean, look, I think Chris's quote was direct. It stinks that we're sitting here, right? I mean, we had far higher hopes than what we achieved, and you know, look, we didn't achieve our goals. We had a great season, a great regular season, great things to build on, great things to remember, but you know, we fell short of our goals. So now, how do we move ahead and work towards achieving our goals next year? So we talked about it last week. I mean, the high expectations were, that's what we want, right? You know, no one sets higher expectations for us than we do, and so it's certainly disappointing when we don't achieve our goals, for sure.
The other day, Jason Kipnis did something that apparently he does at the end of every season. I was not aware of this, but he takes his shoes off, and basically it gets a big crowd of people coming by to get some of the stuff that he signs and he tosses to them. What exactly does he call this, and how long has he been doing this?
Yeah, he calls it his annual shoe toss, so he cleans out his locker. All kinds of extra shoes and spikes and batting gloves, and we took a couple cases of his bobbleheads that we gave away this year, signs all of them, and then he gives them away to people outside the players, a lot of Progressive Field, so he promotes it on his social media accounts, lets them know when it'll be happening, and we had a huge crowd this year. It grows every year, seemingly. So it was a fun event. Lots of kids walked away with smiles on their faces with an autographed cleat in their hands, and one of my favorite things of the year, of course, as he said, wish it was a little later this year. Wish it was in a different circumstance, but it's one thing that he really likes to do.
That's really cool, though. You said they have the bobbleheads and stuff out there, too, so it's not just equipment he's giving out. He's giving out pretty much as he can, it sounds like, there, Joel.
Yeah, tried to find ways to add to the loot this year, given that there was a larger crowd. So we went and grabbed some of his bobbleheads from our storage, and he signed all those and gave them away. And then it's funny. If somebody who doesn't get something, he walks through the crowd and signs something for everybody as well. So really great gesture, and something that I look forward to every year, no doubt.
Yeah, and it's a cool thing that he does that too, but I think it says a lot about what people feel about that team in this city, because everybody was obviously crushed after that loss last week, but 5 days later, people are still coming out in droves to see him before he heads back home for the winter time to get some of the stuff that he's giving away to. But I saw a few signs out there as well about one young lady who said she was able to get the day off of school to go out there and see him. So it was really a cool gathering and a nice little collection of things that he gave away too. But I think, Joel, above all else, the fact that he took the time to do this too, because I think on the surface, if you're a fan, you don't often see how crushed some of these guys are when they lose these games or they lose a series like this. So the fact that he went out there and in good spirits, or good considering the circumstances, was still able to go out there and have some fun with that, knowing just how much it means to the fans.
Yeah, I think part of it, it's funny. I think part of it is he kind of delays getting out of town. You know, he lives in Chicago, the Chicago area. So he does this, you know, what, I don't know what it was, 4 days after the season ends or a few days after the season ends. And I think it's his way of sort of delaying getting on with his offseason. I think he tries to take things in, and I know he was disappointed with how his season went with the injuries and that sort of thing. So I think he just kind of uses this as a way to stick around a little longer and hang in Cleveland and sort of process everything and get his mind right before he enters his offseason and his 2018 prep.
Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You wrote a piece on the Tribe Vibe blog a few days back, and it was discussing the idea that most of last year's team is going to be back for the upcoming season. So there are a lot of bodies coming back, and I think what's even more promising is that a lot of these guys are under contract not only just for next year, but a few years into the future as well. So for those that didn't get a chance to see that, I think your piece really detailed some interesting things. There are key cogs in this rotation that are going to be around for a very long time. For example, Carlos Carrasco, Trevor Bauer, and Corey Kluber are all three coming back not only next year, but the year after as well. So just kind of give you a chance to elaborate on that, all the guys that are coming back not only for 2018, but 2019 as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of our team under contract for a long time. So the guys you mentioned, Jose Ramirez, Francisco Lindor, Danny Salazar, Cody Allen and Andrew Miller under contract for 2018. Brian Shaw's a free agent. There are some question marks, of course. Carlos Santana's a free agent. Jay Bruce, Brian Shaw are all free agents. We've got player options on Michael Brantley and Josh Tomlin. So we have decisions to make. Those player option decisions have to be made 3 days after the World Series ends. So we'll know quickly on Michael Brantley and Josh Tomlin, you know, shortly after the World Series ends, and then free agency begins. So I think we have interest in bringing all those guys back. It's just a matter of whether everything aligns in free agency. But the good news is, Joe Smith, too. Joe Smith is a free agent also. So the good news is that our core is back, and in many cases, back for years to come. Like you mentioned, Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, Salazar, Tomlin, player option for 2018. I'm sorry, team option. And then, you know, the bulk of our, or at least a number of our position players, Lindor, Ramirez, Roberto Perez, Yan Gomes, Bradley Zimmer, these guys are all under contract. Kipnis has two more years, I think, at least on his deal, club option. So a lot of guys are back. Look, we won 102 games. We went to the World Series the year before that. So, of course, we're disappointed in how the last two seasons have ended. But the bulk of the guys who got our fans to the playoffs and to those great experiences are back, and we've got a strong foundation going forward.
I think that's kind of the beauty of it from the fan standpoint. Look, you never want to see your team exit early in the postseason, but at least from my standpoint, it makes you believe those guys are that much more hungry to get back on the field come April and take another run at it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that our guys are upset and disappointed of how things ended and hungry to get back at it. So I think they'll take their usual couple weeks to process and then get right back to it. So. You know, you think about Corey Kluber, and I'm sure he'll rest a little bit to get back and healthy. But, you know, listen, the rest of our guys presumably came through the end of the season healthy. I think they'll, you know, we don't have maybe a couple question marks with Brantley and a couple others. But for the most part, we don't have any big-time injury concerns. Our guys will be ready to roll presumably next February. We're going to start actually a week early next year. We don't have the exact dates, but our game starts essentially a week early because of the new CBA and the number of off days that are required now. So we'll report a week early. We'll start our spring training games a week early. And as you know, our season starts early in late March in Seattle. So it will fly by. When I talk to you guys the week, what day is that? I guess it would be March 28th. We'll wonder in that phone call that day, where the heck did the off season go?
No, there's no doubt about that in theory, look, it's just not that far away. It'll fly. It always does. See, and there are always 100 different things for us to talk to you about, and that's why we want you to keep coming back. One of the things I want to talk to you about, you know, last week Matt and I had this discussion on Thursday. You know, how long will it take as a fan to recover? Like, I can tell you, I've watched little to none of either the American League or National League Championship Series. Number one, the NLCS doesn't start till 9 o'clock at night, and it's hard for me to stay awake through the end of the game, but it's just so painful for me to watch the Yankees play. And I have not been able to bring myself to watch either one of those. Just kind of wanted to get your take on that also. Have you brought yourself to watch any of these games?
I have. I probably have some personal rooting interest based on some things that have gone on the last month and last year or so. So, you know, I have watched. It's fun for me to see our sport being highlighted and some of the excitement that's gone on. You know, last night the Yankees and Astros played a real thriller, and you know, the Yankees, of course, won that game after a great comeback. So these are big markets that are showcasing our sport. And so despite my personal preference and personal pain involved with watching it, I like to see our sport being showcased. And, you know, the Astros have great players. The Yankees have great players. And we know what the Cubs are capable of, and the Dodgers have great young players too. So I do force myself to watch a little bit, and it's been fun to see how these guys perform on the big stage.
Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And in the coming weeks, when we speak to you, we will also have you on to talk about this idea of baseball's alleged expansion idea and whether you think that might have legs. And I'm sure that's something we will hear more about as we get closer to the winter meetings, which, believe it or not, are just a couple of months away, a little bit less. So, you know, just as you just said, this is going to go awfully quick. Now, one of the things that gets us really excited before we get to spring training is the Tri-Fest that you guys host every single year, and I believe you have dates locked in for that already, correct?
We do. It'll be a week earlier this year. It'll be January 20th, and we've got a new location that I cannot tell you about quite yet, but we are continue to grow with that event, and so we'll be moving to another bigger location that will give us more room. You know, we've sort of pieced things together the last few years. We went from Progressive Field to a loft, a Cleveland Clinic, and we will be going to a larger venue again in 2018. It'll be a great spot for our fans. So to pencil that in right now, January 20th, with more details to come on tickets and location, all that good stuff.
Very cool stuff. And I know a lot of people out there listening wondering, well, why did you move from Progressive Field? Well, have you been in Cleveland in January? You just don't know what to expect from one day to the next. You might get sunshine and 60 degrees in January, or you might get temperatures below zero and it might be snowing like crazy. You just never know.
Yeah.
So totally.
We moved originally because of the ballpark construction. So we held the event on our underground service level. Problem with that was when there's construction going on directly above you, you know, it's not safe to have the event below us. So that's why we originally moved. And now we just, like you said, Andy, because of the weather, we could theoretically expand it to the actual concourse and the outdoor areas. But, you know, we just don't have enough indoor space at the ballpark to conduct the event and do it right. So that's why we have gone off site.
Very cool stuff. Well, we look forward to speaking with you, my friend, in the coming weeks to learn more about where the new location is going to be. And again, look, I mean, as the clock continues to tick here on baseball, trying to figure out ways to improve the sport, we know that you're at the forefront of that as well. So we will definitely keep you coming on week after week, despite the fact that the Indians season ended 1 week ago today. Joel, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We got to have him back on again to talk about that, because the expansion thing is really going to start picking up, I think, when the World Series is over. You know, the pace of play thing is something we'll get into a little bit later on today, but they're always trying to improve that as well. So lots of other items to talk to Joel about when we have him on throughout the course of the offseason. All right, we need to work at a commercial break, and in just a couple of minutes, Bruce Vail will let you know what you should do with your money. Matt Douglas will tell you what's going on in the local news. And then coming up at 4:10, Sue Allen with the Great Lakes Science Center will tell us about the Spooktacular Science Event going on this weekend and next. This is Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.